Many programs on the University of Wyoming campus are facing budget cuts, but there are those who believe that academics is suffering more than it should. That's especially when compared to athletics. In public forums, several faculty and staff members say they want athletics de-emphasized at the university. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck took a look at the athletic department budget and has this report.
We're in the first quarter, CSU 17, Wyoming nothing.
This is last year's Colorado State football game. It was part of a dismal 2-10 Wyoming football season. When you have that kind of year, it's not a surprise that people might want to reduce your budget, especially when the head coach makes $1 million and the athletics department is building a $41 million nutrition and training center. Dr. Robin Hill has been part of the UW philosophy department for many years and graduated from UW. Hill remembers when there was not so much emphasis on winning.
I wish we had athletics at that level now, rather than importing very expensive players and facilities and equipment and nutrition centers and staff.
Hill says she understands that many in the state put a lot of importance on UW athletics, but that troubles her.
I just think that this trend is leading us in a bad direction.
Hill's concerns are more moderate than others. Some want athletics at UW whacked, while others think de-emphasizing football is the way to go. University of Wyoming Athletics Director Tom Berman says college athletics is important.
We should take a cut. We should participate in these reductions. But I also get offended when someone says we're not really part of the university's mission.
Berman says athletics brings a diverse student body to campus, its teams provide much-needed PR for UW, and it gives the state a reason to rally around the university.
We bring dollars to UW. I believe we are a critical element to the university's visibility around Wyoming and around the region. We do some really good things for the University of Wyoming, and a few disgruntled employees aren't going to bring us down.
UW Athletics gets about $10 million out of UW's general fund. The College of Arts and Sciences, Agriculture, Engineering, as well as the physical plant and library all get more. Athletics also gets about $2 million in student fees. The legislature provides matching money specifically for the athletics department. If UW raises up to $4 million, that money is matched dollar for dollar. During this fiscal downturn, that was controversial spending. Senator Jeff Wasserberger was among those who opposed it.
I don't see us getting a great deal of return for our sports. And I would submit to this body that maybe we shouldn't be in Division I. And I'm not sure how much longer we can afford to have this luxury.
Earlier this summer, UW President Lori Nichols noted that while athletics is responsible for 2/3 of its own budget, it may need to raise even more money.
If they want to maintain the budget they have today, and if they want to drive excellence, we're going to need more private support.
That clearly makes Athletics Director Tom Berman nervous, but he says a winning football team would help.
If we can turn football in the next 2 years from a 2-10 team to a 7-5 team, which is, I think, very doable, it changes the whole dynamic of our revenue stream. I think we're talking $1 million to $1.5 million in new dollars that aren't available to us today.
That's if they remain a Division I football team. Last season, the football team earned $2 million despite winning only 2 games. That surplus goes towards paying for the rest of the teams in the department. If Wyoming dropped down a level, the football team would lose important revenue that's earned from some of the teams they play, which, by the way, will land the Cowboys on national television 9 times. Wyoming already lost a bundle of money when Texas Christian, Brigham Young, and Utah left the conference and stopped playing them. And if Wyoming dropped a level in football, it would be forced to leave the Mountain West Conference in all sports. And Berman says their best bet would be to join the smaller Big Sky Conference.
The Mountain West Conference, we get a little over $3 million a year in television and other revenue dollars that come to UW Athletics. In the Big Sky, they get $100,000 a year.
Generally, when teams drop a level, they come racing back because the revenue loss was that great. Berman argues the same thing would happen here. He also doubts that many in the state would stand for dropping down a level in football, and UW professor Robert Sprague agrees. He's part of a committee recommending additional budget cuts at UW. While Sprague thinks the department is tone-deaf when it comes to cuts other programs on campus are facing, he figures any attempt to scale back football wouldn't go very far.
You know, fundamentally, it comes down to a question, can we afford to stay at that level? And my personal feeling is I think the legislature is going to make sure one way or the other they can. So I think they'll fund athletics before they'll fund academics here.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.